Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Among the most conspicuous of our native lizards is the green anole, a slender 5 to 8 inch long lizard that runs along tree and shrub surfaces in search of insects and spiders. A green anole is easily recognized because of its slender appearance, long tail, long toes, long nose, and characteristic lime green color above with white to cream below. A male green anole has a conspicuous dewlap, sometimes called a throat fan, loose skin that is extended from the throat downward and slightly forward, sticking out like the keel on a sailboat. In most green anoles, this dewlap is strawberry red. In South Florida, it varies from red to pink to cream-colored and sometimes even to magenta, blue, or purple. Females have a dewlap too, and it's used in much the same way, but is generally less conspicuous. The male green anole sticks out his dewlap in a spectacular display that is often accompanied by bobbing up and down as if the lizard were doing push-ups. The bobbing and dewlap are used as a warning display to defend a territory against a neighboring lizard or to court a mate. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. My introduction to the green anole came through a circus that visited town when I was a kid. Outside the Big Top, vendors sold what they called chameleons, tethered with thread to a safety pin. For less than a dollar, I could have a pet riding on my shoulder. I had to have one. My pet soon escaped, probably one of the lucky ones. Real chameleons are lizards found in Africa and Asia that move slowly, have eyes that move independently of one another, and can change colors. The American lizard, so often called a chameleon, is a green anole, a close relative of iguanas, but not closely related to Old World chameleons. The green anole earned the name chameleon because it, too, can change colors. Neither true chameleons nor green anoles change color to match their surroundings. Both change from green to brown or gray or nearly black. Some authors have suggested they change in response to light, possibly temperature, and certainly their emotional state. When cold, an anole sometimes turns dark, a color that more readily absorbs heat. When hot, it turns lighter, thus better able to reflect excess heat. When excited, green anoles become bright lime green. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The slender 5 to 8 inch long lizard known as the green anole is common in Florida and has benefited from many human actions. It prefers edges and more open areas in forests as it feeds on insects, spiders, and other small creatures from the ground to tree trunks and branches to leafy foliage, sometimes high in trees. It does well even in urban areas, so long as there is sufficient shrubbery to provide safe retreats from predators and pesticides are used sparingly. Enemies of the green anole vary with age of the lizard and locality. Birds ranging from hawks to blue jays and even red-bellied woodpeckers will occasionally capture one. Several kinds of snakes eat them. Some invaders also diminish green anole populations. Feral cats are a serious threat, but young green anoles fall prey to the introduced Cuban tree frog and large Cuban anoles, which now compete with the green anole for food. Green anoles with their lime green skin and pink dewlap add a touch of color, fascinating behavior, and natural insect control to Florida backyards. They're well worth encouraging. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Spring and summer are prime time for breeding for green anoles, and these slender lizards can often be seen defending territories and courting. The bigger, brighter colored males move around a lot, pausing now and then to catch an insect, to display, or to court the females that he guards from attentions of neighboring males. Females have a much smaller home range. Up to about 6 females may live within the home range of each breeding male. A green anole female lays tiny, white, jelly bean-shaped eggs. Unlike many lizards, she doesn't lay them all at once, but lays one or two eggs about every 10 to 14 days for a total of about 15 to 18 eggs per summer. Each egg is buried in loose soil or mulch, usually on the ground, but sometimes in material collected in depressions on tree surfaces or in the boots of cabbage palms. Once an egg has been buried, the female never returns to it. 8 to 10 weeks later, the egg hatches and the tiny green lizard fends for itself, catching larger and larger insects as it grows. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. How can a green anole run straight up the side of a seemingly smooth plaster wall? No, they don't have glue on their feet. Next time you're eye-to-eye with one of these slender green lizards, take a look at its feet. Green anoles have long toes that extend from a broad cushioned pad. Both their toes and the pad are covered with scales, and the scales on those feet are very special. On the bottom of each toe pad, the scales form ridges across the pad, sort of like the treads on tires or shoes that reduce the danger of slipping on slick surfaces. These give the lizard traction on slick surfaces. But wait, there's more. In addition to ridges, there are also tiny scales that, working together, can intimately mold to irregularities in the surface. Sharply curved claws also aid the green anole in climbing, especially on rough surfaces. The combined effect for the lizard is much like having suction cups on each foot. Different kinds of anoles have different sized pads and different numbers of scaly plates on their feet, and each is thus adapted for its favorite home habitats. Our green anole is an excellent climber. The introduced brown or Cuban anole is much more at home closer to the ground. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.